现在来学习道理，互相勉励。
We'll study the words of God together for mutual encouragement.
我们来看诗篇三十一篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 31.
诗篇三十一篇的十四节跟十五节。
Psalm 31, verse 14-15.
诗篇三十一篇的十四节。
Psalms 31, verse 14.
神啊，我仍旧依靠你。我说你是我的神。十五节。
15.
我终身的事在你的手中，求你救我脱离仇敌的手和那些逼迫我的人。啊，这是大卫的诗歌了。
Now this is a song written by David.
我们知道大卫是一个非常传奇的人物。
And we know David has many abilities and skills.
因为他小的时候是一个牧羊的孩子。
And we know that he was a shepherd boy.
然后他后来又成一个大能的勇士。
And later on, we know that he became something great.
十几岁就战胜了一个非常高大的一个勇士哥利亚。
Because during his teenage years, he overcame and defeated.
后来扫罗嫉妒啊，他就到处逃难。
And because of Saul's jealousy, he was running for his life.
啊，到处躲啊，啊，几乎在那个泛滥当中啊，看不到未来。
And he was running from place to place, running away from his persecution.
但是他对神祷告说：“神啊，无论怎样，我就是依靠你。”
But here David says that he trusts in him and.Well, in all things, he put his life in his hand.
啊，我一生的事情啊，都在你的手里。
And he says, my times are in your hand.
所以求你能够拯救我，脱离那些逼迫我的人啊，脱离我的仇敌。
And please help me deliver, help me from the hands of my enemies and those who are persecuting me.
那我们看到大卫啊，对神有很清楚的认识。
So we know that David knew God very well.
虽然他一生的环境啊变化很大。
Although his environment changes, this didn't affect him.
但他知道说，无论在任何的环境当中啊。都是依靠神。
So no matter what environment he's in, he relies on God.
我们人一生的命运啊，都掌握在神的手里。
And also our life is in the hands of God.
我们知道有很多人啊，他们不晓得依靠神。
We know there are many people who do not rely on God.
认为人的命运可以掌握在自己的手里。
And they think they have control over their life.
啊，因为不晓得依靠神啊。
Because they do not rely on God.
所以失掉了很多从神来的福分。
And because of this, they are missing out on a lot of blessings.
我们看耶利米书的十七章。
Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah.
耶利米书十七章。
Jeremiah chapter 17.
耶利米书十七章的第五节。
Chapter 17, verse 5.
说神啊，神如此说啊，依靠人血肉的膀臂。心中离弃神的那人有福了。第六节。
Verse
6. 因为他必像沙漠的杜松不见福乐来到，却要住在旷野干旱之处无人居住的简地啊。那讲到说一个人如果不晓得依靠神。
So here says of a person does not trust in God.
啊，想要光靠自己的人呐、啊。
And rely on his own strength.
说他没有办法看到福乐来到。
And he will not see the future.
啊，因为他好像那个杜松啊，长在旷野干旱之地的那一个小松树啊，因为没有水分啊，就是长不大。
Because he'll be like a shrub in the desert, and then we know the desert does not have water, and therefore he will just wither away.
就想要靠自己啊，不想要。不知道依靠神的人啊，他的结果就是这样。
So this person relies on himself and not on God, and the result will be like this.
啊，我们看第七节。
Verse 7.
十七章第七。
Chapter 17, verse 7.
说依靠真神，以神为可靠的那人是有福的。第八节。
Verse 8.
他必像树栽于水旁，在河边扎根。炎热来到并不惧怕，叶子必青翠，在干旱之年毫无挂虑，而且结果不止。 这里讲到说依靠神的人就完全不一样了。
Here we see a comparison, a person who relies on God is very different.
好像一棵树啊，就栽在溪水旁一样。
Just like a tree planted by the waters.
因为那个河水啊，啊，可以，它的根啊，可以从河里面啊，吸收水分，吸收养分。
And we know this plant, because of its roots by the water, it has a lot of water.
啊，所以不断的茂盛啊，啊，非常的树叶非常的青翠。
And it can grow abundantly.
他说就是干旱的时候他也不挂虑。
And during the time of famine, he will not fear.
啊虽然没有下雨啊啊但是他还是可以从水河里面吸收水分。
So although there is famine or heat, he can still draw this water.
啊就是河水干了河床底下还是有水。
And because the roots are deep, it can go further for water.
所以一个依靠神的人就是这样。
So a person who trusts in God is like this.
说神的恩典啊，不断的临到他身上。
Because God's blessing continually pours upon him.
啊，虽然遇到好像不如意、困难的环境。
So if he's in a difficult situation.
啊，圣经里面说，就是遇到那个流泪谷都要变为泉源之地。
Just like those who are scattered will become back to their own nations.
因为神的恩典啊，会滋润那满个山谷啊。
Because God's blessing is abundant.
啊，不管在任何的环境，有神做到的依靠啊，所以喜乐平安啊，不断的领导。
So God's blessing and providence will be with them.
啊，所以一个晓得靠神跟不靠神的人啊，是完全不一样的。
So there's a complete difference in those who trust in God and those who do not.
所以大卫从他一生丰盛的经验当中啊。
So through David's life and experience,
他认识我们的人生啊，就是操纵在神的手里。
He understood that his life was in the hands of God.
所以他说，无论怎么样，神啊，我就是要依靠你。
So he says, it doesn't matter in what situation, he will rely on God.
啊，所以我们今天就来谈呐、啊，真的，我们人的一生当中啊，所有的事情都是在神的手里面。
So today we're going to share with another that our life is truly in the hands of God.
我们先来谈我们人的生命啊，在神的手里。
First, we're going to discuss our life is in the hands of God.
我们看《生命记》三十二章。
Let's turn to Proverbs.
三十九节。
39.
生命记三十二章三十九节。
39.
三十二章三十九节。
Proverbs 32.
Chapter 32,
verse 39.
你们如今要知道，我唯有我是神，在我以外并无别神。我使人死，我使人活，我使损伤，我也医治。啊，并没有人能够从我的手里救出来。神向以色列人宣告啊，说唯有他，除了他以外，不再有神呐、啊。生命记三十二章
，Deuteronomy 32。
生命记三十二章三十九节，神说唯有他，除他以外，不再有神。
32, verse 39.
除了他以外，不再有神了。
So besides God, there is no one else.
啊，他可以让人生，也可以让人死。
So he gives life and he can let a person die.
所以人的生命啊，是在神的手里面。
So a person's life is in God's hand.
保罗也曾讲过说啊，神从起初，从一本啊，造出万族的人。
So God is the person who created all things.
啊，预先定准人的连线跟所住的疆界。
So God is a person who plans a person's entire life.
所以一个人还没有出生以前呢、啊，神就预定说，我们人出生了以后，什么时候要出生，要生在哪里。
So before we are born, God already knows where we would be born and when?
我们一生的疆界，我们要活几岁？ 神事先跟我们定好了。
And God has already planned how long we will live in life.
所以我们要来到世界，不是我们自己决定的。
So when we come to earth, it is not by our own decision.
我们要住在哪里，也不是我们自己决定的。
And where we live, it's not by our own decision.
我们要活几岁，也是在神的说里。
But how long we live, it's in the hands of God.
所以知道说我们 一生啊，其实神在背后主宰我们的一生。
So we know that God is our hands, our life is in God's hands.
目的就是要让我们啊，在生活当中去寻找神。
And the purpose of this is for us to seek after God.
事实上啊，其实神离我们个人不远。
So God is not far from us.
所以我们一定要知道，我们人的生命是在神的手里。
So we have to know that our life is in the hands of God.
我们今天能够活着健康，这是神的赏赐。
So today we live with great health because it's a blessing from God.
有时候我们从我们想想，从小一直到大，我们一生遭遇到很多很多的事情，很多很多的危险。
So we know from our young age to our adult age, we go through many different trials and situations.
我们今天能够存留下来，这是神的怜悯，神的恩典。
And because of our existence today, it is because of God's providence and blessing.
我们看诗篇68篇。
Now turn to Psalm chapter 68.
诗篇68篇20节。
Psalm 68 verse 20.
68篇20节。
68 verse 20.
神是为我们施行诸般救恩的神，人能够脱离死亡是在乎主神。神是赏赐诸般救恩给我们神的神。So
here it says God is the God of salvation.
他救我们脱离各样的死亡。And
he will help us escape from all types of death.
我们再看诗篇103篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 103.
诗篇103篇
Psalms 103
第二节到第四节
Verse 2 to verse 4
诗篇103篇第二节
Psalms 103
我的心啊，你要称颂神，不可忘记他的一切恩惠，他赦免你的一切罪孽，医治你的一切疾病。第四节
Verse 4
他救赎你的命，脱离死亡。 以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。大卫在这里写诗，在歌颂赞美神。So
here we see David writing a psalm praising God.
说我的心啊，你要常常纪念神啊，不要忘记他的恩惠啊。And
for him, he says, "Oh my heart, that you had to remember God and His blessing."
他救你的命，脱离死亡。
Because he saved your life and he delivered you from death.
用慈悲仁爱，做你的冠冕，做你的荣耀。
And all this is a glory to you.
大卫的一生当中，常常面临危险。
So we know that for David, he faced many times of
牧羊的时候有狮子熊来。
So when there's a shepherd, there's a lions or bears.
他面对那个非利士的勇士哥利亚。
Or when he was facing the Philistine Goliath.
后来扫罗又带着大军到处要杀他。
Or where he was being chased by Saul and his army.
有时候他已经被那个扫罗的军队团团把他围住了。
And we know at one time he was surrounded by the army of Saul.
但他在那个最危急的时候，神都救他脱离一切的患难。
And in the times of peril, we see God saved him.
所以他说，我其实离死只不过差一步而已。
And he said, I'm only one step away from death.
但是神却保护我，好像人在保护眼中的同人那样。
And it seems like God is providing and protecting me.
所以在诸般的危险患难当中，能够存留下来。
And in times of peril, his life was sustained.
所以他说，这是神救他的命，脱离死亡。
And so he says that God saved his life.
所以他一直勉励自己说，神啊，我的心啊，你不要忘掉神的恩惠。
And he encouraged himself and tells himself that my heart do not forget about God.
所以我们的生命是神给我们的。
So our life is given to us by God.
我们今天能够活着，这是神保守我们的生命。
So today we are alive because God provided and watched over us.
所以我们要常常纪念感谢神的恩。So
constantly we have to give God thanks.
我二哥的大儿子。
So my brother's son.
他出生的时候啊，他就没有办法呼吸。
And when he was born, he was not able to breathe.
哎，护士把他，后来再怎么打他就不哭。
And however, the nurse spanked him, he would not cry.
因为他不足液啊，就生下来。
Because he was born, not breathing.
啊，他们住的地方啊是比较农村的地方。
And where they live was on a countryside.
那个时候医学不进步。
And at the time, the environment was.
啊，都说一些受过训练的护士啊来帮忙这一生。
So they would have advanced the nurses who come and help.
啊，所以生下来以后，看这个孩子没有用了，然后用那个水哈、哦。一桶热水，一桶冷水，一下子给他浸在热水，一下用冷水。
So they'll take the baby and dunk them in hot and cold water.
啊，要刺激他。
To make them awake or stimulate.
啊，但是后来就没有用了，就把他丢在旁边了。
And if they're not awake, then they'll just toss them aside.
结果我爸爸跟我二哥啊，就在旁边一直祷告祷告。
So my brother and my father, they prayed.
啊，经过了30分钟啊，听到小孩子哭声。
And after 30 minutes of prayer, they hear the baby cry.
啊，后来那个孩子活起来了。
And the baby was alive.
你看那个孩子出生啊，30分钟没有呼吸啊，你说还能够活下来吗
？So think, if you think logically, can a baby, when they don't breathe for 30 minutes, can they be alive?
如果一般的话，如果能够活下来，他脑筋得坏掉了。
And we say that,If even if they live, they don't have brain damage.
但是感谢主啊，主耶稣留下了他的生命。
But God has preserved his life.
啊，他的脑筋也没有坏掉。
And he did not have any brain injuries.
哦，听我嫂嫂讲说，他小学的时候啊，就很喜欢读书。
And I hear from my sister-in-law say that he likes to study as a child.
他说连自己的功课写完了不够了，还把同学的功课都提来写。
He not only did he finish his homework, but he'll help others.
后来大学毕业，研究所毕业，还来美国拿了一个博士回去。
And after his studies, he came to U.S. to get a PhD and returned back to.
啊，现在在一个很有名的大学里面教书。
And right now he's in a famous college.
可见他的脑筋没有坏掉。
Teaching. And thank God his brain did not have any injuries.
所以真的，这个生命是神给的啊。
So truly, our life is in the hands of God.
啊。说人能够脱离死亡是在乎神。
So a person who can escape death, this is a blessing from God.
我有一次在南加州的园林教会。
So once I was in a church in California.
啊，有一个弟兄啊，啊，他刚好来啊美国访问。
And there's a brother who
他姓苏啊
，and he was brother Sue.
啊，他就我们就请他见证。
So we asked him to testify.
他讲了两个见证。
And he shared with us two testimonies.
一个是他太太血肉病得医治。
And one was about his wife having 血肉病，是血癌。
Breathing.
Oh, breathing. Breathing problems.
啊，另外一个就是他的女儿得到 SARS 啊，结果不晓得影响到全家人，那全家人得到主的保守。
And the second is about her daughter who contracted SARS and affected the family.
因为那个时候是 SARS 啊，那个。非典型的肺炎，那个时候刚好开始的时候。
Because at that time, we know that SARS was spreading over the world.
啊，他的老师啊，一个音乐老师啊，啊，得到那种病。
And because of her music teacher had that disease.
啊，结果这个小女孩啊，就去啊老师的家帮她打扫了啊，帮她。关心他们家了。
So this little girl went to the teacher's house to help them clean.
后来那个老师过世了。
And but the teacher, the music
他们全家都会参加丧礼。
And they all attended his funeral.
回来以后啊，全家都一直发烧，一直发烧。
And after it came home, their whole family started to have fever.
他都不晓得什么毛病。
And didn't know what was wrong.
啊，然后他们就每天啊，因为生病了，就全家一起祷告啊。
And because their family was sick, they all prayed together every day.
过了几天以后啊，主耶稣让他们都能够平安下来。
And after a few days, they all have peace.
啊，后来才知道说啊，他。老师得到的那个是那个 SARS 那一种病。
And afterwards, they found out that the music teacher had SARS.
但是在那个很危险当中啊，主耶稣却保守他们的家。
So we see in this type of peril, Lord Jesus Christ watched over.
啊，让他们都没有遇到什么啊灾难呐、啊，而且他现在他女儿现在嫁到加州来了。
And there were no perils that came upon them, and her daughter, his daughter eventually was married off to in California.
我们看箴言的十章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 10.
箴言十章二十七节。
Chapter 10, verse 27.
箴言十章二十七节
Proverbs 10:27
说敬畏神使人的日子加多啊，但恶人的年岁啊必被减少。所以本来神预定人的生命。
So God, has a set time for our life.
那敬畏神的人啊，说神也会需要的时候再增加他的年数。
So those who fear God, God will extend their life.
有时候作恶的人说神把他的年岁啊就把他减少。
So those who are wicked, God will also shorten their life.
所以神定人的寿命，但是他也可以随意的加减。
So God can extend or shorten one's life.
好像那个西西家王啊得到了必死的病。
Just like King Hezekiah who received an illness.
先知告诉他说啊，神说你啊已经得到必死的病，有什么遗言啊要赶快交做一个交代。
So God told him that you have this disease and you will die from it, so, just make your preparations.
啊这个西西家王啊他就啊朝向墙啊啊痛痛哭泣祷告神。
So we know King Hezekiah, he was weeping before the wall and asking God.
神就叫先说你回去告诉他。
And God spoke to his prophet to tell him to go to the king.
我要增加他十五年的寿命。
And to tell him that I'll extend your life for 15 years.
他在三天以后啊他就可以下床了。
And in 3 days, you can come off from your bed.
啊真的神就增加了西家王十五年的寿命。
And you see, in his life, King Hezekiah, he lived for 15 more years.
啊所以人的生命是在神的手里。
So our life is in the hands of God.
啊我们再来谈第二个人一生的兴衰齁。兴盛衰败都在神。
So, second, our life's success and failure is in the hands of God.
我们看罗马书啦，我们看罗马书第九章。
Let's turn to book of Romans.
罗马书第九章。
Romans chapter 9.
十节。
Verse 10.
罗马书九章第十节
Romans chapter 9 verse 10
不但如此还有利百家既从一个人就是我们从我们的祖宗以撒怀了孕十一节
verse 11
双子还没有生下来善恶还没有做出来主因为要显明神拣选人的旨意不在乎人的行为乃在乎造人的主十二节
Verse 12
神就对利百加说将来大的要服侍小的十三节
13
正如经上所记雅各是我所爱的以扫是我所恶的这里讲到说啊人还没有出生啊人的命运啊神已经定了
So here it tells us that before we are born, our life is already set by God.
以撒娶了利百加以后二十年。
So Isaac married Rebecca.
啊，因为没有生小孩子，所以以撒就为利百加祷告。
And not being able to conceive, we see that Isaac, he will pray for wife.
啊，利百加觉得后来怀孕了，觉得很辛苦。
And while she was pregnant, she was very, was a tough time.
她祷告的时候，神就对她讲。
And when she prayed, God spoke with her.
说你的肚子里面啊有两个孩子。
And she, God told him, in your stomach you have two.
啊将来要成为两个国家。
And they'll become two nations.
啊将来大的啊要服侍小的。
And the older will serve the younger.
说这个孩子还没有生下来还在妈妈的肚子里面。
So when, the, before they were conceived and when they're still in the mother's womb.
神已经讲到了神要让这个雅各啊来继承啊，祖先的这个产业跟福分。
And it's God already predestined, told them that Jacob will have this descendants, his blessings.
啊，所以说人还没有生下来，人的命运神就已经决定了。
So before we are born, God already had set a plan for us.
啊，后来这个保罗就说：“难道神有不公平吗
？”And it says, Paul here says, "Is God unfair?"
说神本身啊，他有绝对的主权。
And we know that God has absolute power.
好像那个窑匠啊，他可以把泥土拿起来。
Just a person who molds, he can take.
他可以把这泥土啊，做一个非常贵重的器皿。
And he can shape it into a precious vessel.
他也可以把这些泥土啊，把它作为。
Or he can make a vessel that is not as good.
所以这个窑匠他有主权要怎么做，可以随他的心意来做。
So the person who molds, he has his ability to do what he wants.
所以我们人啊，就好像这个泥土一样。
So for us, we are just like this clay.
神就是窑匠。
And God is the molder.
所以他可以主宰我们人的命运。
So he can decide our life for us.
所以我们可以，他也可以把我们高升啊，成为贵重的器皿，也可以把我们降卑，成为卑贱的器皿。
So he can lift us up as glorious vessel or put us down, not glorious vessel.
所以神对摩西说，我要怜悯谁，我就要怜悯谁。
So God told Moses, whoever have mercy on, I will have mercy upon.
所以人的一生啊。 说不在乎你的定义，不在乎你奔跑，而在乎发怜悯的神。But
our success in our life is not upon based upon us, but by God.
也就是说，我们人成功的关键呢，是在神的怜悯。So
in other words, our opportunity of success is in God's hand.
啊，这个预定论跟那个宿命论不一样的。宿命论呢？ 我们一般讲那个宿命论哦，那就是说人的命运都已经决定了。
So we say this is very different from predestination.
Predestination 是预定哦。预定论啊，还有另外一个叫做宿命论。宿命论的意思就是说啊，反正我已经被决定了，我的命运怎么样。So
one could say, "Oh, my life has been decided."
啊，跟我个人的再怎么努力都没有关系啊。And
however much effort I put into it doesn't matter.
啊，虽然我很努力啊，但是因为我的命运啊已经决定了，所以都没有办法改变了。So
doesn't matter how much effort I put into it, but my life has already been decided.
啊，但是这个预定论又不一样。But
predestination is different.
神啊，知道你未来的命运。Because
God will know what will happen to you.
好。 啊，但是这个跟我们自己本身的努力也有关系啊。But
it has a direct relation to our own efforts.
啊，我们要努力啊，我们自己要立志要努力。So
for us, we have to put forward the time and the effort.
啊，然后再加上神的怜悯，你就能够成功。And
to add God's mercy upon that, then we'll have success.
啊，当然了，不能够说我们不努力，然后我们只有靠神，这个不是可以。
So we can't be lazy and say, "Oh, I'll just rely on God."
我们人要尽到我们人自己本身的本分。
So for us, we have to put our own effort.
啊，然后能够依靠神，神帮助我们，我们就能够成功。And
then to rely on God, and God will give us success.
宿命论的讲法就是说，不管你怎么努力了，都没有用了。But
the first thing that we said was, doesn't matter what we do, it will not.
因为你的命运已经决定了。
Because our life already has been set.
好，都没有办法改变了。And
it's not changeable.
啊，不管说你努力靠神呐，比如说一个人能不能得救啊，都已经决定了。So
first thought is that doesn't matter what you do, and for example, salvation doesn't matter how much you pursue. Then.
所以有的人就说啊，如果我已经被命定说啊，我要得救，我不努力，我都能够得救。
So some would say that if I'm predestined or if I'm set to be saved, then I don't need to put any more effort.
啊，如果我被命定说我可以得救，我不努力还是一样可以得救。
And if I'm not going to be saved, doesn't matter how much effort I put, it's still the same.
那个叫做宿命论。
And this is the first type we talked about.
那个预定就是说，我神预定你啊可以得救，按你自己本身你要努力追求，然后就能够得救。But
God's plan for us is for us to pour our own effort and to have God help us.
我们人的努力再加上神的怜悯。Our
effort plus the mercy of God.
好，这是两个不一样的观念。
And these two concepts are different.
所以我们人的脚步是神定的。
So our footsteps is in the it's set by God.
所以我们主要走在神的道路上啊。 神就帮助我们完成神的旨意。
So let's walk on the path God has set for us, and He will help us.
我们看创世纪37章。
Let's turn to Genesis.
创世纪37章。
Genesis chapter 37.
创世纪37章。
Genesis 37.
第五节。
Verse 5.
37章第五节。
Chapter 37, verse 5.
约瑟做了一个梦。 告诉他哥哥们，他们越发恨他。第六节。Verse
6.
耶稣对他们说：“请听我所做的梦。”第七节。Verse
7.
我们在田里捆佛架，我的捆都起来站着，你们的捆来围着我的捆下拜。第八节。Verse
8.
他的哥哥们呢，回答说：“难道你真要做我们的王吗？难道你要管辖我们吗？” 他们就因为他的梦和他的话越发恨他。第九节。Verse
9。后来他又做了一个梦，也告诉他的哥哥们说：“看哪，我又做了一个梦，梦见太阳、月亮与十一个星星向我下拜。”十节。Verse
10。耶稣将这个梦告诉父亲和他的哥哥们，他父亲就责备他说：“你做的是什么梦啊？难道我和你的母亲、你的兄弟啊？” 果然要来匍匐在地向你下拜吗？十一节。Verse
11.
他哥哥们都嫉妒他，但他父亲却把这个话存在心里。这里讲到耶稣小的时候就做了两个梦。See
here we see Joseph when he was young, he had two dreams.
第一个梦就梦见他跟哥哥在捆河捆，他的河捆就竖起来。So
here he had a dream when he was binding the sheaves in the field.
他哥哥的河捆就围着下摆。And
his sheaf arose greater than his brothers.
另外一个是太阳、月亮跟十一个星星也在向他下摆。And
second is the sun and the moon and the 11 stars worshiping him.
其实在这两个梦就把耶稣未来的情形神怎么样高升他已经显明出来了。
So the stream that he has is his life is set by God and tells him what his life would
be. 所以他爸爸说就把这个梦放在心上。
So that's why his father kept this matter in his mind.
他的哥哥们因为耶稣所做的梦反而更加的嫉妒想要害他。
And because of the stream, his brothers became envied and wanted to harm him.
后来这个耶稣去探望他哥哥的时候，他哥哥真的就为着恨他、嫉妒他，把他卖掉了。So
we see that when Joseph came before his brothers to see them, his brothers sold him.
耶稣被带到埃及做奴隶。
And he was in Egypt as a slave.
后来被主人把他下在监里面。And
later, by his masters, he was thrown into the prison.
所以虽然一连串遭遇到都是不幸的一种遭遇。So
although through this process, he went through many difficulties.
都是一种受苦的环境。And
all these hardships.
在人来看，敬畏神的人怎么会这样？
And in our view, we say, how can a person who respects and worship God be like
that? 但是我们看到说，耶稣虽然在那一种不如意的环境当中，他还是一样依靠敬畏神。
But we see in this environment, Joseph still rely on God.
结果虽然不幸的环境，但是我们看到说， 这些环境跟他将来要成就的事越来越接近。
And we can see that all this environment he was in brought him closer to that goal.
所以说神的意念都是超过人的意念。So
God's wisdom is beyond our own.
神的道路超过人的道路。
And God's plan is beyond our own.
所以他在监狱当中能够为法老的大臣解梦。
So in prison, he was able to help resolve the Pharaoh's dreams.
等到王做了梦没有办法讲解的时候，
And so when the Pharaoh had no one to interpret the dream,
那个酒政就想起了监狱当中有一个约瑟。
And then the cupbearer remembered that there was Joseph.
啊，所以把他带出来为王解梦以后，王发觉说这么有智慧的人的 啊就是高利他做宰相。
And he brought them before the king, the Pharaoh, and the Pharaoh said, this person is so wise and made him a prime minister.
所以我们看到说约瑟啊，从小啊，神就让他知道他未来的命运啊，神要把他高升。
So from a very young age, we see that God already told Joseph what his life would entail and where he would be.
我们看诗篇的二十五篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 25.
诗篇二十五篇
Psalms chapter 25
十二节
Verse 12
诗篇二十五篇啊十二节
Psalms 25 verse 12
说谁敬畏神啊神必指示他当选择的道路、哦、说我们人的一生啊面对很多的抉择、啊、
So in a life we make many decisions、
啊、但是一个敬畏神的人 啊神就会带领他走在神所要他走的道路上面。
So a person who fears the Lord, God will guide them in the way he chooses.
所以箴言里面说啊，我们一定要认定神。
So in Proverbs, we had to recognize God.
专心依靠他。
And we had to constantly rely on him.
这样神就会指引我们当走的道路。
And then God will teach us in the way he chooses for us.
让我们就能够走在神的恩典啊，啊神。神要我们走的道路上面。
So we can continue to walk on the blessed road that God has prepared for us.、
哦、所以我们知道说人的命运是在神的手里面。
So we know our life is in the hands of God.、
啊、尊贵荣耀权柄啊都在乎神。
And all power and glory and authority is in the hands of God.、
哦、我们看到说像但以理啊。
So we see the example of Daniel.
才十五六岁就变卖到巴比伦去
15,
就被掳到巴比伦去
he was 15 or 16 he was exiled in Babylon
但当时有一个机会啊他们被选到王宫里面
and there was an opportunity where they were selected into the king
因为王要训练他们啊
because the king wanted to train them
一般犹太人啊他们有些啊都很聪明
and we know that many Israelites they're very smart
所以王特别重用他们让他们能够在王宫里面来服侍王。
So the king will use them to have them serve in his kingdom.
一方面啊，也要让他们忘记到他们自己本身的国度。
And through this process, the king want them to forget about their background.
所以把他们改名啊，成为偶像的拜偶像的人的名。
So they'll change their name and to change their religion as well.
另外啊，把王的食物啊。给他们
and they will also give them the king's delicacies
但是但以理跟他三个朋友他们立志啊要遵守神的道理
but Daniel and his three friends made a determination not to keep themselves
pure 结果神就是给他们聪明智慧啊
so God gave them knowledge and wisdom
说比其他的人啊聪明十倍以上
and to far exceed 10 times those of others
虽然他们宁愿说吃青菜喝白水
So for them they will only eat vegetables and drink water
但是、啊、神给他们更加的俊美啊更加的健壮
But God gave them more strength and gave them more wisdom
说好像圣经里面所想的、哦、人活着不是单靠食物
So for, it's true what it says in the Bible we do not rely on food for
乃是靠神可理所出的一切话
But we rely on the words that comes out
所以敬畏神所神的道、啊、神不只是让他们存留而且让他们更加的俊美更加的聪明
Not only did God sustain them but improved them and gave them more wisdom.
所以大概70年的时间啊但以理他们都能够在王宫里面啊受到王的重用。
So for those years that they were in service of the king.
所以让我们知道说这个尊贵啊权柄啊啊是在乎神。
So we know that this power and authority is all from God.
啊我们来看诗篇的75篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 75.
诗篇七十五篇第六节
Psalm 75 verse 6
诗篇七十五篇第六节
Psalm 75 verse 6
因为高举啊非从东非从西啊也非从南而来第七节
verse 7
唯有神断定他使这个人降卑啊使那个人升高啊说神要让人升高啊让人啊尊贵得权柄得荣耀都在乎神。
So here it says God is a person who exalts and who puts down one person.
所以哈拿在写信写诗啊在歌颂赞美神。
So Hannah, when she was writing a psalm to praise God,
说他可以，神可以从那个粪堆中啊，啊把贫穷人啊，把他抬举起来。
And she said that God is willing and able to bring those out of poverty.
啊，让那些啊卑微的人啊，他们得到高升啊，啊跟王主的身份一样。
And those who are low in position will be raised up to a higher position to same level as a king.
啊，说能够坐在那个荣耀的座位上面。
And to be able to sit on that glorious seat.
啊、所以一个人得尊贵得荣耀这是从神来的
So those who have this glory and is given by God
我们看历代志上二十九章
Let's turn to 1 Chronicles
历代志上二十九章
Chapter 29 1 Chronicles chapter 29
十一节
Verse 11
历代志上二十九章十一节
1 Chronicles chapter 29
神啊尊大能力荣耀强盛威严都是你的凡天上地下的都是你的国度也是你的并且你为至高为万有主首十二节
Verse 12
丰富尊荣啊从你而来你也治理万物在你手里有大能大力使人尊大强盛都是出于你十三节
Verse 13
我们的神啊现在我们要称颂你赞美你荣耀的名所以我们看到大卫从一个牧羊童成为当时啊最强盛的一个国度的王
So we see that from a shepherd David rose up to a king and a king of a great nation
啊，以色列国啊最强盛的时候大卫王国
And the time when Israelites were the strongest was during the reign of David.
从这个埃及小河啊，一直到伯拉大河，就是现在幼发大拉底河，整个相当大的土地啊，都是由他统管。
So all the way from the west region, Egypt, all the way to the east, he was the king of a vast land.
所以他说啊，尊贵荣耀权势都是由你而来。
So all glory and power is from you.
所以我们啊，应当知道一个人能够得到高升啊。啊，这是得到神的恩惠。
So a person who is exalted, this is a blessing that comes from God.
所以我们不是光靠自己的能力啊，不可以光靠自己的智慧。
And so it's not according to our power, our might, or our wisdom.
啊，当然啦、啊，我们一个人能够谦卑，神才能够把你升高。
But it's only when we have to be humble in order for God to.
他一个人呢、啊，骄傲自大的时候，神同样可以把他降卑的。
But a person who is proud, God will throw them down.
好像尼布甲尼撒王
Just like King Nebuchadnezzar
神让他强大了以后啊
So God allowed him to prosper
结果他就骄傲自大了
And then he became proud
啊，说你看这么强大的帝国就是我用自己的能力来建设要来荣耀我的名的
He said look at this great nation it's built because of me and for my glory
结果神就从天上出声说尼布甲尼撒王位离开你了
And then a voice from heaven came to Nebuchadnezzar saying
结果他就发狂啊被赶到野地
The kingdom will be taken from you Then he was driven
啊像野兽一样吃草如牛
And he would eat grass like cows
说等到他能够仰望天啊归荣耀给神以后神就让他恢复聪明智慧恢复他的王位
And until he can lift his eyes and give glory to God can he restore his sanity
后来那个尼布甲尼撒王的孙子伯沙撒
So Belshazzar the descendant of Nebuchadnezzar
啊，他也是非常的骄傲
And he was also very proud
把那个圣殿如来的器皿啊拿出来跟那个啊大臣妃嫔在那边饮酒
And he will use the items in the temple for his own
啊，结果神就用所组得在墙壁上写字
And then God with his finger wrote on the wall
结果他就吓得发抖啊
And then he was shaking.
后来大尼里啊来跟他解释啊又警告他。
Then Daniel came before him and gave him a warning.
说你的祖先啊尼布甲尼撒王曾经被神管教你难道不知道这个事情吗
He said, your ancestor, King Nebuchadnezzar was rebuked by God. Do you not know this?
你现在还不晓得啊去敬拜那个掌管你生命气息的神。
And now you do not know to worship the God whose life your hands is in.
还把那个圣殿的器皿拿来饮酒
And you take the items from the temple and use it for your own
还去歌颂那个金银木头的神
And you worship a wooden idol
说神啊，把你放在那个天平一量啊，啊太轻了，整个翘起来了。
And God has scale, put you on a scale, and it's too light.
啊，所以你的王国啊，今天要结束。
And so today your kingdom come to end.
你的生命啊，今天要结束。
And today your life comes to end.
结果那个巴比伦啊，那一天晚上就亡国哎。
So during this evening, the Babylon, the nation of Babylon was destroyed.
伯沙撒王那一天晚上啊，就被杀了。
Belshazzar, he was just killed during this evening.
啊，所以我们要知道尊贵、荣耀、权柄都在乎神。
So we need to know that all glory, praise, and honor is beyond to God.
当一个敬畏神的人呢、啊，神就要让他承驾地的高处。
So a person who worship God and understands this.
啊，但是当神高举你的时候，你要归荣耀给神。
So when we are lifted by God, we have to give glory to God.
人没有办法夸耀自大。
And we are not able to boast.
我们来唱诗368首。
Let's sing hymn 368.
368.
368.